He joins us now as the Hokies get their second win of the season and get ready for their final non-conference game against Marshall. Bill Roth joining us now on Sports Radio 910. Mr. Roth, before we get to the thundering herd, let's go back to Saturday. After that first drive by East Carolina that resulted in a touchdown, it was a sensational showing by Bud Foster's boys.
Yeah, they were really good. They're going to have to be good again this week because Marshall has a similar offense. They run it better and play even faster. But I thought it was an incredible performance to hold that team in their stadium to 30 total yards of offense in the second half. Was just great. We just got to make field goals. Tech missed three field goals and an extra point. That's a lot of points to leave on the field when you're on the road.
I'll get to the offense and the special teams in a second. And I say this not taking anything away from Kendall Fuller because he's been solid, but he was the freshman getting all the conversation, getting all the points and the topic. But Brandon Faison, he's not just getting interceptions. He's making those plays to get those interceptions.
Yeah, they both are, but you're right. Faison needs just one more interception now to tie the record for picks by a freshman,
really?
Which is four, which was set by Eric Green here during the 2000 season. So he's got three interceptions in his first three college games. That is really strong.
And the best friend of his secondary is a good pass rush, and the Hokies are also getting that. The ends, man, those guys are just teeing off from the outside.
You know, it's unbelievable. I was talking with another friend at a school, and we were talking about the spread, and the spread is great. It spreads the defense out, and it scores quickly, and it's exciting. But you do leave your quarterback vulnerable if he's getting clobbered. You know what I'm saying? I think our defense likes it when the other quarterback is all by himself in the backfield. And there's no tight end, and there's no fullback or tailback back there. Because it's a clean shot. And I think we saw a little bit of that Saturday, that by the second half, that East Carolina quarterback wanted nothing to do with being on the field.
He just got to a point where you could actually, and I will profess, I'm not a person who could sit there and break down film, but you could just see by his body language how much it impacted his pocket presence.
Well, sure, because they're gonna run plays. They're gonna get rid of the ball quick. But if Virginia Tech's rushing seven guys and you've got five to block, you're still getting hit. And I think that's what you saw. Virginia Tech had seven sacks in that game for a quarterback, and three interceptions, by the way, for a quarterback that doesn't get sacked and hadn't thrown an interception all season. So I thought it was really exciting to see. But you're right, it starts up front. James Gale is playing out of his mind right now, and Derek Hopkins is playing great football. They're at a high level right now, but you know, this game Saturday, Marshall's really good offensively. They're scoring 46 points a game, and then Thursday night down in Atlanta with Georgia Tech's option, they've got two big challenges here in the next starting Saturday. It'll be two games in 6 days.
Well, the defense has got a challenge, and so does the offense. Bill Roth joining us in the Cowan Gates Roth Report. The offense, Virginia Tech couldn't run. They were putting eight in a box, so that made him pass. The wide receivers looked better. Logan big on some third down plays, but still inconsistent. The offense showed signs, Bill, but just way, as you said, way too many missed opportunities to put touchdowns in the red zone.
Yeah, they did what they needed to do. You know, one of the reasons that East Carolina only had 30 yards in the second half is they only snapped the ball 20 times. And the reason they were on the sideline is because Logan kept converting third down throws. And so there was some good things there. But you're right. When you miss three field goals and an extra point on the road in the same game, your odds of winning aren't very good. And they got lucky in a way because they had the poor kicking performance in a game where the defense, they were playing like zombies out there. They're incredible. And I think Jurnell will be fine. He's been too good. If he was a freshman in his third game and missed four kicks, really, you'd be concerned. But he's a senior and he's been around and he's been so accurate. And he's drilled a lot of clutch kicks, game-winning kicks, kicks to force overtime during his career. So you kind of feel like you'll be okay there.
That's just one thing that you can't really test until you get in the game, until you see it in a game situation on Saturday. But let me go back to what was going on with the running game. And I know they were putting eight in the box. Why was Virginia Tech having a tough time running the ball? Was it that they were putting eight in the box? Was the line just not getting ground? Was the running backs not hitting the holes? What did you see?
Well, it's interesting. Shane Beamer said last night East Carolina played a lot better than we thought they would. That nose guard, they play a 3-4. That nose guard was incredible. He really was good. And Coach Beamer said today he thought all things considered, that might be the best East Carolina team Virginia Tech's ever played. And it's probably because of that guy. They were really tough up front. But at the same time, we're going to see really good defenses. Marshall's in the top 10 defensively in the country, and we're going to see some really good defenses down the stretch this year. So they're going to have to do a better job of blocking up front. Offensive line has a couple of freshmen. You got freshman running backs, and they're still kind of learning the timing of it all. I think that's probably another thing right there. But they're going to have to get better quick.
It's odd. I know you're doing your homework, so you haven't completed everything. But at least it's coming off to me this way. You mentioned how the offenses are similar. It's just similar how these two teams, Marshall and East Carolina, have so many things in common. The offense, how they both have good numbers early on, but they both haven't really paid. It's been lesser competition. There's a lot of similarities in these games.
Yeah, but, you know, Cato, this is his third year starting in it. And for those that don't know, he was one of those kids. He's from that South Florida area where the Bridgewater kid from Louisville's from. He was very prolific in high school, and he could have gone to a lot of places. And he played against us a couple years ago when he was just getting going his sophomore year over there at Marshall. And you could tell he was going to be good. And watching some of the stuff that our coaches have on him on tape, he's a really good quarterback. But he's going to face a really, really rugged, physical, nasty defense at Lane Stadium on Saturday, I can tell you that.
You guys are on the air 10:30 Saturday?
10:30 kickoffs at noon. And we did have some bad news today. Devin Van Dyke got hurt in the Western Carolina game, tore his ACL. He's going to miss the season and all of spring ball. So we're Ronnie Van Dyke and Devin Van Dyke, the brothers, are both out for the season.
Rough time in the Van Dyke household.
Oh, you just feel so bad for those kids. But hopefully we'll get Exum back soon. You know, this defense is playing great, missing some key parts. So, you know, what you hope is once conference play starts, you get Exum back, and that'll make that group even stronger.
Any word when Exum's going to be reevaluated by Dr. Andrews?
Well, they sent a video of his workout to Birmingham where Dr. Andrews' office is last week, and Exum wants to play against Georgia Tech. I don't know that that's likely.
That is a week from Thursday. We shall see. Hey, Bill Roth, Mike Burnham on the airwaves Saturday at 10:30, kickoff at noon. Marshall, Virginia Tech, the Hokies will be wearing uniforms that resemble what I wear deer hunting. But
easy. Those are beautiful jerseys.
they're different, Bill. But
the orange panel on the shoulder pads?
They look like what I wear out in the woods when I go deer hunting. I'm just saying. Hey, have a great call.
See you, man.
You got it.